Hello and welcome to I Can't Believe It's Not the Mouse, the podcast all about animated features not made by the mouse. I'm your host, Octaviano Macias, and today we're going to talk about a Mario movie. Not the one that just came out in theaters, not the 93 movie. No, we're going way back. This is a movie that came out relatively early into its lifespan. It was, I believe, a TV movie or maybe just a straight-to-video movie. I don't know. Technically, the U.S. never got it officially. This is Super Mario Bros. The Great Mission to Rescue Princess Peach. This is a cute animated feature released back in 1986. So this is, again, really early into its lifespan. This is pretty much just right after the first Mario Bros. Game. I'm not entirely sure if Mario Bros. 2 had come out yet. Whether, you know, I'm talking about whether it's the Japan version or the American one. But I know for sure this was directly after the first Super Mario Bros. Game. And you can tell, because there's a lot of stuff in here that it's like, okay, this feels kind of weird looking at where the franchise has gotten to now, seeing it almost in its earliest states, or where, like, that first game barely had any plot to tell you about what it was about. But this one, like, you know, it pretty much told you a lot that you would see eventually in later games. Like you do get stuff that would become standard for later stuff. Like, a big part of this movie's plot is that Bowser kidnaps Peach so that he could marry her, which is, like, granted, maybe they did mention that in the storybook or manual, whatever, for the original Mario Bros. Game, but as far as I know, that was not really something that was talked about right then and there. Like, granted, they probably did have that idea even as far back as then, but as far as I know, this is the first instance of actually acknowledging that, because in the games, it wasn't really brought up until maybe Mario Sunshine, considering that's the one where they have, like, the whole Bowser Jr. Thinking that Peach is his mom. But beyond that, it's, this is the first instance I've ever seen of that. Luigi is a coward in this, but he's also made into a greedy coward. Like, he's really just there just to collect coins, and Mario kind of is too, but Luigi really wants to collect coins in this. Okay, you know what, let's get into the basic plot. So, if you've ever played a Mario game, you pretty much can figure out where most of the plot of this is going. Mario and Luigi have to go to the Mushroom Kingdom to rescue Princess Peach. Unlike a lot of other stuff, they're given an animal sidekick in this one. It's not Yoshi. This is before Yoshi was a thing. It's a little weird dog thing called Kibidongo. Not a very likable character, and eventually he becomes really hated, and it's understandable why. Granted, within the context of this movie, for the most part, he's not the worst. He's just like a useless animal sidekick. But again, there is something towards the end where it's just like, yeah, this thing's a piece of shit. Excuse the language. So they had to go rescue Peach, because at the start of this, Mario is playing a video game. It's late at night. It's established that Mario's kind of like the lazier, more fantasy, daydreaming kind of brother. Whereas Luigi, you know, is like the one that's, you know, has his mind, you know, more set. In this version, they're they own a grocery store, and that's pretty much just what they do. Why they're dressed like plumbers, I don't know, but that's not really their job in this version. So when Mario's playing this video game, out of nowhere, Princess Peach comes out, and so there's a bunch of creatures. Mario defends her, Peach is grateful, but then Bowser comes out. Bowser gets Peach, goes back into the TV. You know, Mario is assumed to be dreaming about this. Of course, he's just distracted by it. So Luigi's like, okay, what's going on? This dog pops up again, the Kibidongo character, takes him down to pretty much the warp pipe, where they meet an old man who pretty much tells him about a legend, about two men, pretty much the Mario Bros, coming to the rescue of the Mushroom Kingdom. There's a whole spell that's placed a lot of the inhabitants, it's turned like the people into like bricks and like all that stuff. This is stuff from the manual. Which is kind of weird when you think about it, just because, you know, Mario breaks a lot of these bricks, but, you know, whatever. You know, the people have been turned into bricks and all that kind of stuff. So Mario is then tasked with, like, okay, you gotta find these three items. Now, in the sub that I saw, and I just want to point out that I did watch a sub of the movie that was fan translated, because there's no official translation for this, and this was also a version of it that's on YouTube that has been remastered. I'll provide a link on my YouTube video for this, but yeah, this is a really well done translation, at least from my understanding of it. It's under a YouTuber account called Magiblot1. I believe I'm pronouncing that right. It's MagiBlot1 if you're interested in looking it up. Again, I'll put a link to it. Honestly, shout out to them for doing this. I'm not entirely sure if, at least going by the credits on it, it seems like there was some other channels in there. I'll link them as well. But for the most part, this is where I saw it at. And it's a really well done fan translation. Within it, they mention it's like that Mario and Luigi are looking for the Triforce, which is kind of weird. I don't know if that's actually what they said, but I could believe it, given that, like, hey, you know, let's reference Zelda while we're doing this Mario thing. And it could just be coincidental. I don't know. Maybe it's something else, and the person who's translated it just wanted to have some fun. I don't know, but it kind of makes sense within the context of this, because they're told, like, okay, you got to look for the mushroom, you got to look for the fire flower, and you got to look for the star, and these things together will make you beat Bowser. Pretty simple, self-explanatory, I guess. But yeah, like that's generally where the whole story is. Just, okay, let's find, you know, where these items are. There's some obstacle, whether it's, you know, Bowser's enemies or the landscape or whatever. There's these two Goombas that follow them around and try to play tricks on them. They even trap them at some point, all while Bowser is trying to convince Peach to marry him. But of course, you know, it doesn't matter if she says no, he's still going to force himself upon her. Mario and Luigi conquer these enemies. They get coins. They get rich. And they eventually get to Bowser's kingdom. It's referenced as the Metal Kingdom. But pretty much, you know, he's taken over the Mushroom Kingdom. And they fight. Mario wins. Saves the day. And it turns out that Kibidongo, the dog, is actually a prince. And he's actually Princess Peach's fiance. Kind of a horrible moment in the whole thing, just because it's like, I mean, on the one hand, it's kind of cool that Mario is like, look, I'm happy that you're happy. In terms of Princess Peach, it's like a total Chad move on his end. But at the same time, it's like, dude, you spent all this time trying to rescue this girl with this little, you know, dog, and it turns out the dog was, you know, the true love of interest, like, which again is not necessarily bad. But in the context of a story, it's like, you know, it kind of sucks for him. It's just like, you went through all this trouble, and the annoying, you know, sidekick that was, you know, following you around, it turns out was, you know, the love interest, and there was no real buildup to this. As far as I know, I don't think, you know, there was any kind of hint towards it, so it just comes right out of nowhere. But that's essentially it. It's a very simple movie. It's not really great. This is actually one of the first movies I did years ago when I was doing a thing called January of Suck. It was a whole thing where I would watch one bad movie a day throughout the entirety of January. I stopped doing it just because, well, a lot of factors, but one of which being that I just got tired of it eventually and just didn't want to talk about, you know, bad movies all the time for a whole month. But there's a whole lot of other factors. In any case, this was one of the first ones I did, and it was this one where I'm like, okay, it's not good, but it's not really bad. Like, it's got its fun moments. The animation is cute. It's definitely a TV production, but, you know, even, you know, regardless of that, it is cute. I don't know. It is one of those things where I'm like, I can't judge it harshly because, you know, one, it's clearly a TV production. Two, it was very early into this franchise's lifespan, so a lot of the stuff that doesn't really connect or make sense for the series, it's fine. It, like, you know, like with this, we get, you know, the Toads being all women by the looks of it. Like I said, Luigi is much greedier than usual, and there's a lot of inconsistencies with stuff if you like Mario, but at the same time, it's like, it's cute for what it is. I can't really say it's all that bad. Like, the worst thing about it is that it does have some product placement in it. The first time it pops up, it's just like, it's kind of random. Like, they just find it in a block, like it's some kind of Mario ramen or something like that. And it's like, okay, whatever. But then it pops up in the final battle just to distract Mario. And it's like, okay, one, that's not exactly good product placement if it's distracting the hero from winning. And two, like, there's really no build up to it. Like, it's not even in a block. It just shows up right before Mario uses the Power Star. So it's like, why did this happen? But again, it doesn't do anything else that's too bad. I mean, I think some of the stuff is kind of cute regardless. Like, I do like the whole idea of having these two Goombas follow them around and try to trick them. That was kind of a cool idea. I mean, just to be upfront, I really love the recent Mario animated movie, but I do wish that they would have done some more stuff with some of the like the sidekicks of Bowser, like his henchmen, because, you know, the Goombas are there, but there's not much they do other than just fight in the final battle. But, you know, it's not like we get any highlighted moment. Like, the Koopas are really like the main enemies that we see get a lot of moments in that, but that's a whole other thing. I talk about it whenever I eventually do talk about that movie. This one, perfectly fine for what it is. Now, as for, you know, removing the knowledge that this is something that was early on in its lifespan, would I still rank it okay? Yeah, it's a decent enough kids' adventure. I mean, the things that I would personally change is maybe add in a few more scenes with, you know, Bowser and Peach, because there was a lot of cute stuff there, but it's barely touched upon. Maybe better flesh out Luigi's role in this whole thing, other than just making him the greedy one who's just helping him out. Like, you know, actually have him do some stuff. Like, you know, and I know that some people thought that Luigi being kidnapped in the recent movie kind of limited his role. And to an extent, true, but at the same time, at least he's given a full arc, even if it's a very basic one, about him overcoming his cowardice to become, you know, brave, and eventually, you know, help out his brother the same way that Mario helps him out. There's really not much you got with Luigi. Like, you could have easily just removed the Kibidongo character, and not just because I think it's kind of a BS result to have him be the fiance in this, but also because it's like, you know, a lot of the stuff that Kibidongo does, I feel like you could have put to Luigi to an extent, and it probably would have given more for his character. I don't know. I will say the best character, oddly enough, much like with the animated movie that we got recently, the best character is Bowser, just because the little bit that we get out of him, and like, you know, like, okay, so he's not just, you know, this rough tyrannical leader. He is this, you know, he's desperate for love, and that's kind of cute. But yeah, I'm not gonna lie. It's, you know, for as much as people say that the recent movie was simple, this is much more so. A lot of it is just like, okay, yeah, this is definitely a TV movie. But it does have some of its, you know, bits that are kind of memorable. Like, there are musical numbers in this. Similar to, again, the recent movie. The only difference is that there are original songs, as far as I know. I mean, it could be stuff that, you know, were pop songs that existed outside of it in Japan. I don't know. But at least as far as I know, there are original songs created for this versus the recent movie where it was just using a bunch of 80s pop songs. And in that regard, I do think that's the one area where it's actually better, just because it at least better, you know, fits with whatever's going on. And not to diss any of the songs that were chosen for the recent movie, because I do like all of them. But it does help that the songs in this fit with what it's doing, just because at the very least, it's, you know, like, one, it's they're catchy songs, but two, they're catchy songs that at least serve a purpose to whatever's going on. Beyond that, you know, like I said, the Goombas were kind of cool in this. I did like the they have a Lakito enemy at one point. Not an especially great scene, but I do like how he talks. So I guess I can appreciate that. And I do like the idea of him just controlling the weather from his little cloud. Like, that's an interesting idea that I feel like should be emphasized more in the games, but it's not. More so than anything, I do wonder why Nintendo didn't do more of these. Like, was this not a big hit for them? Because I know eventually we got, like, you know, like other cartoons with Mario, but they're all American as far as I know. I don't think they ever made, like, Japanese cartoons. So there was, like, no follow-up to this. So I do kind of wonder on that front, like, did this thing do badly or just that they weren't satisfied with it? I mean, as it is, this was never really released anywhere else. Like, you know, in the U.S., the only way this has been seen is either through fan subs or fan dubs. I chose not to watch a dub version just because, like, not to diss anyone who does fan dubs, but of course, I prefer watching it as things in their original language, but two, look, and I don't mean to sound mean here, but when it comes to, like, a fan dub, a lot of it is going to be kind of amateurish, and it will take me out, especially if I'm trying to look at it from a more analytical standpoint. I'm sure that the fan dub that they've got is fine, but it's probably one of those things where it's like, if I want to watch it, I'm probably going to have to watch it without wanting to talk about it. Like, just something where I'm just going to watch it for fun and see what they do with it. That's pretty much how it goes with that. And I swear, I don't want to sound mean about it. It's just that that's kind of my feelings towards when I see a lot of fan dubs. I mean, of course, there are some that are really funny, usually the ones that are meant for parody purposes. But since I do want to see this as true as it is to, you know, its source, the fan sub was the way to go. And I know that even the fan sub will have some amateurish aspects to it. I'm sure that some of the stuff in here could have been translated better or maybe weren't translated well enough, just because, of course, you know, there's always the chance that, you know, whoever was doing it, you know, might have missed a word or two. It happens. I mean, it even happens in professional subbing, so I can't, you know, say anything. But like I said, it's just, that's, to me, at least, I feel that's closer to what the source is, and it's closer to what I would want to talk about if I'm going to go at it from an analytical standpoint. So it's the way I had to go with. Beyond that, I don't know if I really have much to say on this. Honestly, going into this, I knew that I wasn't gonna have the deepest thing to say, because again, it's a very simple movie, and the most I can really say is that, yeah, it wasn't released over here, but there are some interesting stuff in it regardless, just because it's something that came out so early in its lifespan, and it does have its own cute moments to stand on its own. If you're a fan of Mario, definitely watch it. If you're not a fan of Mario, maybe skip it, but I can't say that it's something that would be a hard pass for any of that. Like, it is going to be something that you could easily watch if you just need something simple, something basic, just to pass the time. You know, I'm sure kids will enjoy it. That probably would be when you break out the dub, so long as it's a good dub. I don't know if there's a lot of fan dubs. I know there are, you know, fan dubs for this, for sure, but this is definitely something where I'm like, okay, yeah, you know, I wouldn't mind, you know, watching it with a kid, or, you know, just something just to pass the time. Like I said before, the animation is cute on it, and realistically, some of the character dynamics, again, it's kind of fun. Like, you know, as much as Luigi was shallow, it was kind of funny to see him being a pretty greedy character who's just obsessed with money. So he's like an early version of Wario in a way, but I can't say that it's something I'd easily recommend, like the recent Mario movie. I'd probably even recommend the live action one more, even though I think this is technically a better made Mario movie. The live action one, okay, look, up front, the live action one is not good, but it is an interesting movie to watch. And in that regard, I do recommend watching it just to have fun with it. But I definitely think that this is probably like the lesser of the animated of the movies. Quality wise, in terms of being an adaptation, it's definitely right in the middle. But in terms of just as its own thing, in terms of something that I would, you know, tell someone to watch if they wanted to watch a Mario movie, definitely the last one. Other than just the interesting factor of, like, you know, this thing existing at all, because a lot of people do not even know that this thing exists. But now you do. If you haven't watched it before, give it a watch, especially if you're a fan. If you don't, I can't recommend it too hard, unless you're going to watch it with your kids or just want something breezy. Otherwise, yeah, Super Mario Bros. The Great Mission to Rescue Princess Peach. Not a bad time, not a great time, but it's perfectly serviceable. In any case, thank you for listening, and I hope to see you again next time. Thank you for coming on today. If you enjoyed this, please consider subscribing to my YouTube channel, where you'll see video versions of these podcasts. And if you just want to listen to them, there's always the option of just following the podcasts on their various sites, whether it's Spotify, Podbean, or Apple Podcasts. Whatever you choose, I hope you continue enjoying these. And if you want to support me even further than that, there's always the option of Patreon. With Patreon, even just a dollar will get your name on the video versions of this and on other videos that I may do outside of these podcasts. A few dollars more gets you some behind the scenes info, and as this continues to grow, you'll find that there's more perks to it. So I hope you consider supporting me through Patreon as well. And in any case, again, thank you for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful day.